Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It's a schus to share the Torah with you. We have in this week's parasha the mitzvah of the Osuli Migdash for Shachanta B'Seicham, which includes, of course, Migdash and Mishkan, Migdash Ekri Mishkan, Mishkan Ekri Migdash, like the Gemara says. L'maisa, there are differences between Migdash and Mishkan. The shame Migdash is Meira on Kedusha, separateness, it's a special place. You have to go there to visit. And Mishkan is Al Shem Shochein, HaShochein Itam Tzarech Tumasan. The Mishkan moves with Klal Yisrael. Where Klal Yisrael goes, the Mishkan goes. And the Mefarshim explain that the two Bechinas of Mikdash Mishkan are Keneged, the two different Tekufas, the Klal Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael exists. That when we're Alad Masenu, everything is going well, we have Beis HaMikdash, and we go there, and it's Mukdash. And then there's a Kayach of Klal Yisrael, Teshtelavek Shechina, wherever we go. And even in Golis, and that's represented by the Mishkan. That's a basic background difference between Mikdash and Mishkan. Mikdash is Kavua, V'kayama, in one Makom, and it's Hashem HaKadusha. You have to go there. And Mishkan is Adarabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and we take him with us. Kiveyachol. L'maisa, another difference between Migdash and Mishkan is that in Mishkan we have a preponderance, very significant representation of Atzi Shittim. L'maisa, the Gemara in Sukkah, in discussing the Mishkan, says the following, Sukkah Memheim Bebeis, Atzi Shittim Omdim. I'm skipping a little bit, Davar Acher, Shemetaymer, Davar Acher Omdim, Shema Tevar Avad Sivram Uvatol Sikuyan Tamalomer Atzi Shittim Einim She'einim La'olam U'la'olamei Olamim. Rashi teaches Sivram. So Rashi Mishenignas Olmoi Vatol Lo Olamis Sikuyam is Tochaltam Umabatam. Their hope and perspective. There's a hope and a perspective to the Mishkan, the Atzi Shittim of the Mishkan. So what is that hope and what is that perspective? So I want to start with Rashi, in this week's parasha, twice brings from Chazal that the Atzi Shittim were from Yaakov Avinu. First Rashi says, when the post in the beginning of the parasha lists the various materials necessary for Binyan HaMishkan, among them Atzi Shittim, so Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu from Me'efo, where do they come from? That's the kasha. Where do they have Atzi Shittim? From where? So Rashi, Yaakov brought from Eretz Yisrael, planted them in Mitzrayim, and sent them up with his children for the Mishkan. Now the second place where the pasuk says Hakrashim, Rashi goes over the Chazal again with some changes. He doesn't mention that they came from Eretz Yisrael, because at this point, Rashi isn't bothered where they came from. He's coming to end for Hakroshim, why they're considered Miyuchad. Hakroshim, the Kroshim Miyuchad. And what is the Yuchad of the Kroshim? So Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu was Mitzavah B'Shas Misosai. Doesn't mention in the first Rashi there was a Tzivoy B'Shas Misa. Now, Rabbi, so you all understand, B'Shas Misa, you don't discuss the gardening with your children, B'Shas Misa. What you're discussing means the davar central and choshev for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi chazes over twice. He says, that Re'u, these should be muzumanim b'yedchem. Rashi says twice muzumanim. Bring them with you out of Mitzrayim. Right? So that's the yichud of the Atzi Shittim. The Yichud is that Yaakov Avinu knew there would be a Mishkan, which he also mentions in the first Rashi. He knew there would be a Mishkan, and he planted these trees. Doesn't say where they're from Eretz Yisrael. He planted them in Mitzrayim. And Mestama, they tended this orchard of Atzi Shittim to be ready to bring it with him. In other words, he told his Bunim, this must be taken care of. And bring it with you. Bring it up, bring it out with you. And Rashi twice, he brings the piyut, muzumanim b'yetchem. So what is the significance of this that Yaakov Avinu is being mazariz them? Okay, so you need it for the Mishkan, but it seems to me there's more happening over here. And it's the Masaira from Yaakov Lubanov. And through the Dairis, that means Mitzrayim, all the years Mitzrayim, 210 years, they tended this set of Atzei Arozim until it was time to cut them and bring them up into the Midbar. So, I think the two machshavas here. The first machshava is that the Muhus of Mishkan goes with us. That means that it's the presence of Shechina within us, right? Rishati b'socham, lo b'socham, b'socham. It's the presence of Shechina with us that shtal zavek the Mishkan. That is manifest, represented in these atzishitim that Yaakov planted. And with the ongoing hope, 210 years, we're going to leave, there's a future. We're going to leave, we're going to build a bayis for Hashem. And that was built, that what made the makom, that those machshavas that were put into the Atzei Arozim are what formed makom HaMishkan. Right, Chazal say that the Riach HaTichon that held the whole Mishkan together, there was one central bar or beam that went around the whole structure. That's Yaakov Avinu. And the number of the Krashim is the multiple of 12. It's 48, multiple of 12. It's the Shvatim, Kedushas Yisrael, the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu, the Chdel Avek, Makom HaMishkan, that make possible for Hashem's Hashchina. So the Atzei Shittim represent our Kesher, really. It's us. It's the Shivteka, it's Yaakov Avinu, it's us. That we have within us, Shechina. And when we Chdel Avek HaMakom together, we create a Mishkan. That's the first machshava in Atzei Shittim. Second machshava, based on what I heard from Moshe Shapiro, I'm always reluctant to say it's what he said, because I don't know if I understood what he said. But he said like this, that the word Shita, Atzei Shittim, the word Shita, really means a shura, a line. A line. When things are in a line, they're in a shita. And everybody has a shita that they live within, they work with. It's the parameters of how they make decisions. Everyone has a shita. Now, we have something called a shaita or a saita. That's when a person gets out of line. Like in Lashon HaKodesh, we have many times that one word means the word itself. And it's opposite, like oker, okar, sokel, sokal, shem, shmama, numerous examples of this phenomenon. So too, shita means to be in line. Shaita or saita is someone who's satam in adarach, who goes out of line. Hadas shota is a hadas, that the leaves are not aligned. The bechor shaita is a bechor that's not truly in line for the bechaira. That's the idea of shita. So there's a very good thing here. Baal Turim says that the Atzishitim Omdim, the Atzishitim are Mechaper for the mice that happened in Shittim. Shittim Klaistral, where Hachal Liznais and Benais Mayav. So the Atzishitim are a Kapara. What's the Pshat in that? How is it a Kapara? So it's like this. Such an episode happens. The Mezana Benos Mayev. So Yesh Lach Kor. You look at this Maisa. Is that your Shita? Is that who you are? Or is that a Sitiya? It's a going out of line. The Atzi Shita Machab, because the Atzi Shita Machaveya, our Shita is Mishkan. Our Shita is Kesher to Avos. Our Shita is Kesher to Shvatim. That is our Shita. Anything else that happens, we're out of line. It's not our Shita. That's the kapar for the Atzei Shittim. Laku b'shittim. Rafu b'shittim. How is Shita Rafua? It's Rafua because it's Koveya. It's Nikva and Klal Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael. And that's how we have Hashra'as HaShechina Darkeinu. Our Shita is Kesher to Avos, Tzipia for a future, the hope. Right? We're Asirei Tikva. Tikva is Lashon Kav. It's a line. Hope is a line connecting us to the Bari Olam. That is our Shita. And when an episode happens like Hochel Liznais of Nismayav and Shitim, that's outside of our Shita. That's not who we are. That's how the Atzei Shitim are Mechaper. So I think that this is the Teicheles and the Sikfa of the Atzei Shitim that aren't bottle. They're never bottle. Why they're never bottle? Because that's ongoing Mitzias in Nishmas Yisrael. That our truest Shita is this Kesher, to Mishkan, to Yaakov Avinu, to Shvatim. And everything else that happens that's different than that is outside the Shita. Kvega there in Sukkah, I forgot to say, Rabbi said, the Baal Turim says, it says, Asi Shitim, 24 times, Lechaper, Kneged, the 24,000 who lost their lives in the Maisa of Shitim. This is a Kapara. How is it a Kapara? Because it's Kaveya. This is our Shita, and that was outside our Shita. Kvega there in Sukkah, it's Mitzayin, a Gemara in Erevin. I remember the Gemara in Sukkah said, Yochol Avad Sivram, Shema Tamer Avad Sivram Bato Sikuyim. So you have the same exact Lashon in Erevin. So you'd say, okay, Kveger, Kidarkai. He has a Lashon that's a Lashon Nodir. It's a rare Lashon appears in Shas. So Kveger will tell you this Lashon appears elsewhere. But there's more. What does the Gemara say here in Erevin? Where's Darshan Gapasik? There were Te'enim in a certain Machs, a certain Nevuah. There were Te'enim Ra'os Ma'od. Ashal Tochlena. Me'roa. Te'enim HaTovais. Where Darshan's? Te'enim HaTovais. Elu Tzadik and Gemurim. Te'enim HaRos. Elu Rishon Gemurim. So you have two sets of Te'enim. V'shem HaTaymer. Ovid Sivram U'botol Sikuyam. Maybe you'll say the Rishay Yisrael of its Sivram Vato Sikuyim, meaning there again, Rashi doesn't say over here, but the same Rashi, same words of Rashi, of their Tocheles, their hope, and there, was the other word in Rashi? Tocheltam is Umabatam, and their perspective. Talmud Laimar, the Gemara says, Adudam Nosnurech, Elu Ve'elu, Asidin. Even the Risha Yisrael, Rabbi say. Why is that? Because Atzi Shitim Aimdim. That's Kreger. It's the same Yisrael. The two Suyas are the same Yisrael. That we remain Be'etzem Mechuber to Avais and to Shiftei Ka. And that which Shtel like the Mishkan. And we carry that with us. Le'olam u'le'olmei olam, like the Maran Sukkah says. Now, the practical. A little practical here. Practical application of Rabbi Yisai is this. That if a person is Mizbeinin, he will see. Each one of us, we go around and we have a Shita. We have a Shita. What we look at, what we talk about, where we dive in, what we learn, is a Shita. And we have to think sometimes about a realignment of the Shita. Are we in line? I had a chaver who told me that comes to living in Baltimore, so you have to choose shul to daven in. There's so many niche places and different kinds of Bate Knesset, all beautiful, each one a yofi in its own right. So he told me he looked for a shul where the ilam there is a little bit more than him. Not too much more, but a little bit more, so that he's constantly inspired and motivated. That is an example of trying to faricht, to correct the shita, to being in line with connection, with growth, with shechina, with the avos, with the shvatim. Gemara in Beya on Tesvav says, "Haraisa shiskayim nechasav yita ador." So a person wants to hold on to his properties, Pashpashat Nagmara, So if he plants an adar tree is very grows very big and strong, and it's a shame dover. Everybody will know the karka is al shemo. You won't lose the karka. So Meforshim say that if you want to be shomer your nechassim, meaning your ruchnius dika nechassim, yita adar. So one take on that is yita adar. Be close, plant in your life, Adir B'marim Hashem. So I would say, Yita Ador, take the Chodesh Ador, the Chodesh Ador Abaisai, with its themes of Simcha and Yeshua, can be an inspiration for us to stay in Shura, in Shita, to be in line with the Shita of Mishkan, with the Shita of the Tocheles, and the Mabat of the Atzi Shittim. Just want to say that today is Rosh Heftel's Yortzeit, and one of the Divrei Torah that they printed from Rosh Heftel was that in the Mishkan you have the Shkolim, which everybody give equally, and the Adonim, and you have the Nedava, each one kvidit vaslibo. So he said, because there are two bechinas in Kedushas Yisrael, there's a chela that everyone shares equally, and that representing that is the Nedava that everyone does equally, chatzi shekel, the Adonim that come from there. And then there is each one kvi his talents and his goals and his abilities and his gifts, has to give to Hashem. So, just to mention that, because this is your site, but to say that this Nisayan that we have to try to be within the Shita, to maintain ourselves, is a Nisayan in these two areas, in recognition of the specialness of every Yisrael, each one of us included, and then the achrayas of the gifts that we're given by Hashem, the talents, the abilities, whatever kaychas that we have, that they should be used and aligned with this Ratzon of Hashem, this Shaychus that we have to Mishkan, to Avais, to Yaakov Avinu, and to Shiftei Ka. Have a good Shabbos.